There are many interesting things going on in Europe right now, and it isn't just the war. We know that we've been talking about Ukraine, Russia, what's happening with NATO for a long time, but normal politics is also happening in Europe because one of its most important nations, the nation that is critical to European unity against also Russia at this point, that means NATO's unity or NATO's strength, namely France, that is having its presidential elections. Now, the French presidential election, as we know, is slightly complex. You have first a round where a lot of people can contest. Then those who don't make the cut, the top two, they get weeded out. And then the finalists then fight for the big, big prize. So winner takes all. That's happening later this weekend. Now, the interesting thing in France this time is that over time, the French left has declined heavily. Partly, that's a function of Macron setting himself up, sort of rising sui generis and setting himself up as a centrist politician who would be on the liberal side. So I don't even want to say a little bit left of center, centrist, nationalist, but socially liberal. So he's taken a lot of that left vote. And at the same time, he's attracted some of the vote of the right. Now, in the process, as in France, the left has declined, hard right has risen. So the party of Marine Le Pen, which in the past has also threatened to become a much bigger challenge, has indeed risen to that challenge now. So that is the party and that is the leader who's now challenging the incumbent, that is Emmanuel Macron. Now, you might say, if you look at it from Europe's point of view, Western Europe's point of view, larger interest would be that Emmanuel Macron wins because Le Pen is known to be a Putin fan. But if we leave that aside, we look at some other aspects, some other nuances of this election campaign, which I think for us in India are of great interest. So the word hijab. In India, we know what a polarizing issue hijab has become lately. Or halal meat. What a big issue halal meat has begun lately, and now it's becoming part of a polarizing discourse. Now, I, for heaven's sake, had never imagined that this will be a sizable issue in French election as well. But you know what? France has 8% Muslim population. 8% of the French are Muslims. That's almost 6 million people. Now, for a European country, even a large European country, 6 million people is a lot of people because France has a history of being a colonial ruler in Africa, particularly Algeria. Now, one of the issues that's come up in the French election is Marine Le Pen saying that she is going to ban the hijab or headscarf. Now, that's become a very controversial issue. So I read in an article by Roger Cohen in the New York Times that in Paris, she was confronted by an oldish Muslim woman who said, "What's your problem with hijab? Why should a headscarf be the issue in politics?" But she's saying this headscarf is not a symbol of Islam. This headscarf is a symbol of Islamism. And she says the difference between it being Muslim and Islamist is that Islamism is an ideology. Islam is a religion. And the ideology of Islamism, she says, is hostile to Western values, Western liberalism, Western lifestyles, Western way of life. So that is to be rejected in France. Now, Macron, on the other hand, has his own challenges because he needs the Muslim vote. 8% is a lot of vote in this election, particularly an election that is split on a left-right basis. What happened with Macron was, because he took a centrist liberal view, he became a magnet for both people disillusioned with the left and people disillusioned with the right. In that process, he became the winner. Now he's concerned about losing the vote of the right, because if it does look like he's being soft on the Muslims, then a lot of the voters of the right will then be disillusioned with him and they will all vote for Le Pen, or originally they might have found Macron with his centrist view more acceptable, centrist nationalist view. But now they may get put off with Macron thinking or imagining that he is appeasing the Islamic or Muslim population. Now see, what has Macron done? Macron has been very tough on the Muslims. in the sense that he's been on the liberal side post Charlie Hebdo. France has been hit by terror attacks, including the killing of the school teacher who apparently alluded to the Charlie Hebdo cartoons in his class, and that angered a Chechen teenager who beheaded the teacher. In all those cases, he's been very tough on the Islamist groups. In fact, he's even taken steps to ban some Muslim associations and also shut down certain mosques, which he and his government said were spreading radicalism or which were radicalizing Muslim youth. So he's been very tough in that area. Since 2011, wearing of the niqab, that is the face covering, has been banned in France firmly, as is the full burqa and, you know, the burkini issue. So all that is banned in France. The only thing he hadn't banned was the headscarf because he did not see it as a big problem. Now Marine Le Pen says, I will ban the headscarf. So here is the concern that Macron has. If the 8% Muslim population does not vote for him, then the gap between him and Marine Le Pen will narrow. As we stand today, between 53.5% for Macron and 46.5% for Marine Le Pen, the gap between them is not that wide, but it isn't that narrow either. Normally, you would have said that, oh, Macron should be confident that he will win later this week because he has a head start. But you remember, we have now seen this happen twice. Donald Trump and Brexit, that one side may be ahead of the other till maybe the last week. But if the momentum is with the other, then in the last straight of the last lap, sometimes the underdog can outrun the leader. And that's what happened in the US 2016. And that's what happened with Brexit as well. So momentum right now seems to be with Marine Le Pen. And that's why for Macron to be sure, he wants these Muslims to vote for him. So he's got a problem now, because if he looks like he's taking a view, a liberal view, which is opposed to Marine Le Pen's view on the Muslims, then it might look like for his voters from the moderate right that he is practicing what in India would be called by the BJP politics of appeasement. He doesn't want that because he wants his voters of the right also. At the same time, if he does not defend at least the hijab strongly, then he also risks alienating his Muslim voters. Now, the polling data from the first round tells us that 70% of the Muslims, French Muslims, voted for the far left party headed by Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Now, the question is, where will those voters go now? Will they all come to Macron? Macron wants them all, because if he gets them all or most of them, then he is through quite comfortably. But there is a concern in his camp now that many of these Muslims may be disillusioned with him also and decide not to vote. And some of the Muslim leaders have already said so. So he is also now nuancing his stand. For example, see the two contrasting positions. Marine Le Pen, when she was confronted by that old woman who asked her, what is the headscarf doing in politics? She said, it's an Islamist uniform, adherence to an extremist anti-Western interpretation of Islam. And Le Pen also told the woman that, look, in many Muslim neighborhoods, women who don't wear the hijab are judged, they are isolated, they are separated, they are victimized. Similarly, Macron, on the other hand, calls Le Pen's an extremist project. And he says that, look, hijab has nothing to do with Islamism. It's a matter of choice. Many Muslim women who are feminists also wear the hijab because it's a choice. And then other questions come up, as I see in this Roger Cohen article in the New York Times. And he says, look, if Marine Le Pen bans all the headscarves, what will happen to women who might use a headscarf as a fashion statement, like, say, Audrey Hepburn? Will that be banned also? Now, that might be a bit rhetorical, but that hijab and halal have now become key features in this French election and may be decisive in the result, because if a lot of, it's unlikely any Muslims will vote for Marine Le Pen. Just as in India, it's unlikely many Muslims vote for the BJP. Now, to understand this better, think of Gujarat as a state having an election, say, on the French pattern. That is, one, an election for many, and then a runoff for the top two. Now, there's a reason we choose Gujarat. One, in terms of population and electorate, this is about as close to France as you can get. It's not exactly the same, but it's much closer than, say, UP. Second, the percentage of Muslims in Gujarat is just a bit more than what it might be in France. If that's 8%, in Gujarat it might be 9%. Again, chances that Muslims in Gujarat will vote for the BJP are very, very low, if at all. Now, imagine if Gujarat had a French-style election, that is a two-stage election. In the first round, you had BJP as the leading party, Congress, which has been the number two for the past 2.5 decades, and then you had Oasis party. And if 70% of these Muslims in Gujarat voted for Oasis party, and then there was a runoff between the Congress and the BJP, where would those Muslims go? That might hold the key to what happens finally in the election. France right now is in a situation like that. While on the one side, Marine Le Pen is saying this is Islamist, this is an anti-Western retrograde ideology, this is not a faith, it's not a uniform of your faith, it's a uniform of your ideology. Macron, on the other hand, is saying that, look, just to say, when people say, when modern Muslim women say this is a matter of choice, this is the best answer to all the stupidity I keep hearing. That obviously is a reference to Marine Le Pen. And he also says that if she bans the hijab, then would she go ahead and ban other religious symbols? For example, the kippah for the Jews or the cross, crucifix for Christians. Can she do such a thing? And she says, look, this is not about that. This is about ideology. So that is where the debate is now stuck. And while we talk about this, we also might as well make a reference to what happened in Sweden last week. The groups of the hard left or the hard right, groups that follow hard polarizing policies, they don't have to command big popular support to become very significant and to become very noisy, because noise becomes their strength and also nuisance value becomes their strength. So Sweden, and you would have thought that Sweden is among the most liberal, the freest countries in the world, the ideal welfare state where everybody is equal, etc. Now in Sweden also, in Sweden and Denmark, a party has risen called Stram Kurs, Stramkurs. That means hard line, literally. And they have a leader called Rasmus Paludan. Now Rasmus Paludan, he tried doing this 2 years back. He again, this year, in the month of Ramzan, he said that he was going to burn the Holy Quran in public. And that led to riots in large parts of Sweden, where Muslim populations live. So Sweden itself has about 8% of Muslim population. All of Western Europe has about 5%. Sweden, France have about 8%. Germany has 5.7. Britain has about 5. And then there are many countries which hardly have any Muslim population, say the Baltics, for example. But others which are also in the ballpark of 5%, that is the Netherlands, Belgium. And then you have Albania and Bosnia, which for obvious reasons has a much larger population. Now in Sweden, because of his threat to burn the Quran, riots took place, cars were burned, shops were damaged, 40 people were injured, about 36 were arrested, many policemen were injured, and the police chief of all of Sweden, that is Anders Thornberg, he said he had never seen such riots in his life in Sweden. And imagine, these are riots in Sweden. These were put down very quickly. And this nutcase who wanted to burn the Quran, in fact, he did collect a small crowd in a place called Jönköping and held up the Holy Quran. And he was speaking on the microphone, rousing his crowds, when his voice was drowned by the incessant ringing of the bells in a nearby church. And that church was doing it out of protest, so as not to let him spread more poison. But the fact is that Muslim populations, Islam, are becoming a polarizing issues in large parts of Europe, particularly Western Europe. And it is the far right parties that are taking advantage of it. Now in Sweden and Denmark, this guy does not have much of a vote. Last elections in Denmark, he just got 1.8% of the vote. And while he's threatening to contest elections in Sweden this year, he still doesn't have the minimum numbers or minimum signatures that are needed. But the fact is that the far right is on the rise. Its target is the Muslim population. And see what a dilemma it has now produced for Emmanuel Macron in this coming French election.